The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
How do we bring, this is just going to be very brief, how do we bring the akhirah from being just a belief, mental acrobatics, to being something that now it changes the way I believe, my determinations, my calculations, when I'm patient, how I'm strong, how I resist. How do I get this belief to translate into action? Even the, again, let's think about these things. I want to give two examples, two case studies that took place in the Islamic Republic of Iran, just to give us a little closer to the concept. Even if we thought there was a possibility of an akhirah, it changes you in a revolutionary way. The possibility of an akhirah. We'll see later how this affects our patience. There was a university student, this is in the Islamic Republic, a girl, a young lady, who was going to the university, and this young lady, when you looked at her apparently, with hijab, salah, fasting, these kind of things, even her questions, her attitude when it came to the religion, you would say that this young lady, she doesn't believe in any deen. Living in the Islamic Republic. What's so interesting, though, was that her university professor, he met her later on, so he knew her, he met her, he had talked to her, every time, defiant. And then later he saw her, and now she's wearing the hijab. She's practicing, she's praying, everything's different now. So then the university teacher, he said, you don't mind, what happened? I mean, you're very different now. And the young lady told him a story. He said that what happened was, up until now, whenever I would think about the akhirah, I would say that it's something made up. Who knows if there's an akhirah? People make these things up. It's all a lie, all a game. And that's when you saw me, and I was my regular self. He said, one day, I thought to myself, he said, I can't say for sure that there is an akhirah. There is an akhirah. But can I say for sure that there isn't? It's a 100%. She's by herself thinking about it. She was like, if there isn't an akhirah, then if I turn into dust, it doesn't matter what I did here in the dunya. I enjoyed myself, I didn't enjoy myself, whatever, in the end I die, we're all going to die. But if there is an akhirah, for everything I did, I'm going to have to give the account and pay it back forever. She said, just that question, it robbed me of all joy. Until I came to a conclusion. He said, no, there's an akhirah now. So just the possibility of there being an akhirah, let alone what we have as mu'mineen, faith, belief. But the idea is, now let's talk about patience. How does this help me to develop revolutionary patience in a situation which is unfair, which is difficult, which is long, which is hard, where I'm not at fault? How does belief in the akhirah help me to develop revolutionary patience? What they tell us is this. To give you the case study, they tell us is this. Whatever difficulty you and I are facing, think of that in terms of eternity and the akhirah, where we're really going. I'm going through difficulty right now. Life isn't fair right now. You're telling me, Islam says, be patient, resist, do my responsibility. How long will I have to resist here compared to the hereafter, the akhirah? I'm going to mention that hadith from the Ahlul Bayt, where Imam Hussein, that one beautiful hadith, because the height of it is in Karbala. Remember, those companions in Karbala, Imam Ali says that no one will ever be like them. There was never anyone like them before. There will never be anyone like them. We have shuhada now. We might even compare them to the shuhada of Badr and Uhud. But were they like the companions of Imam Hussein? No. How much belief was there in the akhirah? I'll mention the words of Imam Hussein. But comparing our... So I'll give you the case study. The case study was this. It happened in the Islamic Republic. There was a woman who she and her husband were about to get divorced. So they've now separated from one another. Unfortunately, they were now separated. That's a bad idea, but they had separated. They're living a month apart. And now they hear such and such sheikh is coming to their area. The friends are worried, concerned. Why don't you sit down and talk with the sheikh? They agree. The husband and wife agree. So now both of them are sitting, which is the right way to do it. You have both people sitting there. The girl explained, she said that actually, me and my husband, we don't have a serious problem with one another. We're fine. It's our in-laws. His relatives. They're the ones who are. And it wasn't just the mother and father, it was also the brother. His brother. So they're zalimin, they're oppressive, they're interfering, they're doing these things. And now I'm reached the breaking point. Now I'm done. And the sheikh says her husband was also there, and he agreed. So he's listening, and he says, it's true. He said, but they're all, I've tried, I've spoken to them, I've done my responsibility. They're being zalimin. My father, he's too old, he's not going to change my mother. So sheikh now turns back to the young lady. He said, so I've understood what happened. Right? He said, he didn't have the opportunity to go and talk to her father and her mother and her brother. No, no, in-laws, I can't talk to them. He said, but I can't talk to her. He said, so your husband's here, and what you just said was correct. Your situation is unbearable. It's very difficult. They're zalimin. Your husband's confirmed that this is actually correct. So yeah. He said, I want to ask you a couple of questions, though. He said, if you knew that you would only live until tomorrow, so you had one day to live, and then after that you're going to go to the akhirah. One day. How would you feel about the problems you're currently in? So you're going to die. Tomorrow's it. It's all over. You know, you're going. How would you feel about the problems you're currently in? Would that be your greatest concern? Thought about it for a second. If I'm going to go meet Allah, akhirah, and I know? So I have another question for you. So, if you knew that you were going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wouldn't be your greatest concern. Wouldn't be my greatest concern. He said, what about if someone came to you? Because, you know, like, when we're encouraging one another to be patient, one part of it, we empathize with the person who's going through the difficulties. That's true. He says, so let's say there was someone who came over to you. It's like, I agree with you. Your father-in-law is so wrong. Your mother-in-law is like this. Your brother, right? He said that at this stage, they're agreeing with you. Would you appreciate their concern? Knowing that you're going to go to meet Allah tomorrow. She'd be like, not the time. Lord, telling me how terrible it is. I've got other bigger things. Akhirah. Another question for you. He said, so not only if you, he said that, do you know that you're alive tomorrow? If you had yaqeen that you were only going to live until tomorrow, you wouldn't. He said, do you have yaqeen that you're alive tomorrow? Who knows how? But see what happened? The akhirah, belief in the akhirah, being present in the mind. I'm going to meet God. My biggest concerns. If it can be brought into our lives, then it changes how we think. The verses of Quran now, and sorry, the hadith, first of all, with Imam Hussein, what he says is that's the letter he wrote on the 6th of Muharram. He said this, فَكَأَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ تَكُنْ. The akhirah is so real. It's as if the dunya never existed. وَكَأَنَّ الْآخِرَةِ. It's as if the akhirah lam tazal. As if it was always present. It was always the akhirah. If that's the case, if I'm only going to be here for a little while, no matter what my difficulty is, and there's those rewards in me meeting my maker, what should I do in my current situation? This is a hadith from our Prophet. It says, "Ad-dunya sah." This dunya, as long as we're here, is a moment. Faj'alha tah. Make it obedience. Use the opportunity. These are now ayat of the Quran. We don't have time. I'm going to end now. We can look in the ayat of the Quran about this. No matter what we've been given of the dunya, whether it is a difficult and intolerable situation or blessings that are beyond belief, the way that Islam wants us to feel is not that I've been honored by God if things are going my way, or to feel disrespected by God if I'm in a challenging situation, but rather to use either that blessing or that difficulty to get closer to God, to gain the akhirah. Whether it's good or bad, ad-dunya sa'a, it's only a moment. Faj'alha, use that situation, faj'alha ta'a.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.